With the glory of God, come on.
Hallelujah.
Give a hearty praise of God, everybody.
Praise the Lord. We do thank God today. And we thank God for all of the testimonies. Thank God. Brother Joseph, you still in one piece.
Yes, sir.
He says, if you might smile, that's the serious thing that I have smiled. We thank God both of y'all smiles and we can't be that. Amen. Amen. Truly we bless the Lord. We thank God today. Amen. In the house of prayer. Amen. Thank God for life, health, and strength. Amen. Thank God for life. We thank God for all of you being here with us today. We thank God for our visitors and friends. Most of all, we thank God for being God. How many thank God for God?
Amen.
Amen. Well, there's an old song. You, Jesus, let it be real. Amen. Amen. That's my servant God for real. Our worship, let it be real. Our testimonies, let it be real. Whatever I do for you, Jesus, just let it be real. Amen. It's no longer time to put up showtime to impress people. But today is the time we should honor the Lord for all of his goodness. The psalmist says, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits? How many know what we've done there? Nothing but benefits. Or how many know that in God, there's nothing but benefits? He said, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits unto me? Benefits or blessings? Amen. He said, I will take the cup of salvation and I will call on the name of the Lord. Why? Because the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. Isaiah says, with joy, and we draw waters out of the wells of salvation. Amen. Let us stand today for our scripture reading. We're going to read two verses in Genesis chapter 2, and then we're going to go to Genesis chapter 3. This is the Wednesday night, so we need to say. Alright. Amen. This is the Wednesday night, it's not the same, but nevertheless, it's not for preparation. The Lord gave me so many scriptures. He brought me here because because of our precondition. Amen. My original message is going to be a recondition of our precondition. A recondition of our precondition. That was too hard. That's about it. Amen. But we've been preconditioned by this world system. We do things more with the thought or the mindset that man is watching us. And we forget that God is watching us. Amen. So it's so important today, whatever you do, don't do it unto man, but whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord and not unto man. Amen. So Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 and 17, and Genesis chapter 3, verses 6 and 12. And actually, we will be going through Genesis chapter 3 for some of our Bible study. And I shared a little with my wife, but I ain't going to get too far ahead of you all.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. We're going to be going
over. Amen.
You all have that?
Amen.
All right, y'all sound a little reserved out there today. I guess it's because the joy of the Lord is so spent. So I ain't going to push you in. All right. But verses 16 reads, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden, thou mayest
freely
eat. There's no limitations.
Okay.
And God gives you something, he doesn't put limitations on. Verse 17. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Now Genesis chapter 3, verses 6 through 12. So he commanded them not to eat of the tree. Amen. Verse 16. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, what tree? The tree God just said, don't do. The devil likes it when God tells us not to do something. The devil likes to make a greater appeal. Amen. So he said, don't eat. But when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, nothing had changed. It was the same tree. But the precondition, the devil taught her that the tree was something different. And that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree? Well, I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you today for being in the house of prayer. Lord, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus for being our God. We thank you, Lord, for being our Savior. Lord, we thank you for being our keeper. Lord, we thank you for being such a mighty good God that you look beyond all of our faults, all of our shortcomings, and you saw our needs. Lord, today we ask you in the mighty name of Jesus to speak to us through thy word. Lord, we ask you to loose those that may have come in and shackled. Lord, we ask you to loose the mind, hallelujah, that might be tied down, weighed up with trouble. Free that mind. Lord, we ask you in the name of Jesus to give those that are on the boundary, on the quandary, trying to figure out direction. Lord, give them solidness and soundness of direction. Oh, God, use your word to speak. Lord, use your word to deliver. Lord, use your word to set free. Lord, for your word said, these signs shall follow them that believe. Lord, today we believe that we ask you for the working of miracles. Yes. And by faith we thank you in the church. Say in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. May you see. So I thought we would come out of this, out of the 12th verse, and we will go back through this. The 10th verse. The 10th verse said, and he said, I heard the voice of the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And then if we'll also, before we give you our message, let's go to Proverbs 15:3. And then we want to go to Jeremiah 23. Alright, Proverbs 15:3 and then Jeremiah 23:23-24. Proverbs 15:3, I know you all know this by heart, so I should ask you to put your Bibles there. Those not new to say that we're here for all last year, you know this by heart.
Amen.
Amen. Because we read this 12 times last year.
Amen.
Ain't got too much confirmation. Amen. Right? Open your Bibles. We'll be reading together. Right? Proverbs 15:3 reads, the eyes of the Lord. In every place, beholding the good and the evil. And then Jeremiah 23, verses 23-24. So the eyes of the Lord are where? In every place. And he's beholding, meaning God is watching everything that you do. Jeremiah 23, 23-24 reads, Am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off? But I can see everything that's happening afar off. That can be taken two different ways. Meaning that while you're in one place, God sees you. Amen. And he's your God. And if you go far away, God is still your God. All you have to say is your thoughts are far off. God knows it already. But he says, can any man hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him? Said Lord, he said, do not feel heaven and earth, said the Lord. So our message today is, you can't hide from God. Maybe you can hide from men, but you cannot hide from God. And if we're going to have a subtopic to that, he sees everything that you do. Who does? God does. Amen.
So he sees everything that you do. He said, can any man hide himself in a secret place that I, the Lord, shall not see him? God said, listen, you got to remember, I feel heaven and I feel earth. Amen. So if you're in little Troy, God says, I see you. If you go to Siberia, all the way to the North Pole, God said, I will still see you. He said, I'm more than a God that's just at hand, but I'm also a God that's afar off. God said, I know what you're thinking right now, and I also know what you're going to be thinking later. I'm going to go over that a little later. Amen? In Matthew, before we go back to Genesis, let's go to Matthew 12, 25. We're just going to read the beginning of that at Luke 6 and 8. Just to begin. Brothers and sisters, saints and friends, if you don't ever do anything or be serious about anything, be serious about God. Because he said, I see you. I know you. I not only know you where you are now, but I know where you're going to head to. You know, some people make plans, and they say, don't tell nobody. I said, I already heard you. And all, somebody said, I already know. Matthew 12, 25, just to begin. And then Jesus knew their thoughts. They didn't have to say a word. Hallelujah. Because he knew their thoughts. Luke 8, 6 and 8 says, but he knew. Listen, you don't have to tell God everything. God said, wait a minute. All the people got to tell you, got to tell them. God said, but I know your thoughts. Now let's go to Psalms 139 before we go back to Genesis. Psalms 139, we're going to go over. How many know that God knows our thoughts? God sees us go ahead. God sees us when we're trying to hide. Just like Adam and Eve been trying to hide. Now, I can't give y'all nothing on this, so I ain't going there. If you want to know about hiding and what they heard, the voice in the garden, God willing be your wisdom. Uh-huh. That's your appetizer. Yeah. Amen. In Revelation. But we're just going to find out, seriously, I mean, just look at this kid. Right. They heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden. How many of God is in what? Spirit.
Amen.
So God feels all. So you know you could be hiding from a spirit behind a tree. So you know you can be hiding from a spirit behind a tree. Why? Because the spirit fills all space. Alright, good. Psalm 139. Today, it's not important to impress anybody. The most important thing is be real with God. Be real with God. Don't think you can do stuff and put it in a... In, you know, some people think they can do stuff and hide and cover it. Nobody knows. When David said with Bathsheba, who told God? Who told Nathan? Rather than David that said, was it anybody who told him? The Lord. Because David had done his role. David tried to hide it. David tried to cover it. David did everything to cover it. But when you have a relationship with a man of God, God will speak to the man of God. Amen. And he sent Nathan to correct David for his wrong. But who told Nathan? God told him. Amen. Today, we live in a time where people are so concerned about people that they forget that God sees it. They forget that God sees everything. They forget that God hears everything. And we just read, you don't have to see a word, but God knows your thoughts. Can we say praise the Lord? Psalm 139 verse 1 reads, O Lord, thou hast. Every last one of us today, God, maybe God is examining us. Amen. Not based on our outward appearance, not based on us having on our Sunday's best. But God is looking further than that. God is looking beyond the outside. He said, he has searched me and God knows me. So everybody else says, look at you and judge you based on what they see on the outside. God said, I'm looking the psalmist said, the Lord has searched me. I like that. I don't worry about God searching you. God searched me. And God has known me. Amen. He goes on and said, thou knowest my down sitting and my upright. Thou understandest my thoughts. The Lord thank you. So God knows you. God knows me. God doesn't need that anybody should tell him anything because he already knows what's happening. Amen. We're going to let him in there too. So we're trying to put on, how do you know we put on a show? But God's not interested in the show. God's not interested in what people see. God said, I see you where you are. Hallelujah. He said, not only do I see you, he said, listen, I saw you when you sat down. Then I saw you when you got up. He said, I even know what you're planning on doing tomorrow. Because I know your thoughts. Hallelujah. So ain't no use in trying to sugarcoat or preach something that ain't clean. If it ain't clean, it ain't clean. You can't say one thing and mean another because he said he knew their thoughts. So when God looks at us, we'll be saying one thing and God will be keeping a record. He's saying, well, what you're saying don't measure up to what I know about you. Say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. So he goes on and says, verse 3, thou accomplish my past and my lying down. God said, I'm afraid of it. That's how you don't have to worry about people or man. God knows everything that is about you today. God knows everything about you tomorrow. God knows everything about you afar off. He knows what events are going to take place even before they take place. And the scripture says God has determined the bound of our habitation. God knows when our time is up. None of us know. This you trying to commit suicide, then if God says it's not your time, it's not your time. But then you can be assured of one thing, God knows what is your appointed time. Because the scripture says the appointed unto man wants to die, and that's the end of the judgment. So I don't care about what you think about me. Hey, yeah, you can talk about me and say all kind of stuff. What does the Lord think about me? What does God know about you? What has God seen in the secret? When nobody else was watching you, what did God see? Hallelujah. When you said one thing, but you did another, God said, I saw you. Hallelujah. I saw you where you were at. Hallelujah. So we go on to say in verse 4, there's not a word in my tongue. Hallelujah. But oh Lord, I know that all together. Amen. So we sometimes we know how to try to preach. We say one thing, but we really need another. God says, keep moving. Because I already know what's in your tongue. Hallelujah. Amen. And he goes on to say in the 7th verse, whither shall I go from God? How do you know the Spirit of God is everywhere? Did we just read, he said, I feel heaven and I feel earth. So God is everywhere. So we can't. Like I said, we have to be reconditioned for our precondition. Well, what's the precondition? We think we can do stuff that nobody knows. We need to be reconditioned for that. Because man don't know, but guess who knows? God said, I saw you where you were at. When you were playing in the mind and misrepresenting, God said, I saw you. I mean, he said, you can fool everybody else, but how do you know we can't fool God? God said, you can't hide from me. When they didn't see you, God said, I was there. When they weren't walking with you, God said, I was there. God said, when you tried to misrepresent it, I was there, but you can't hide from God. He said, not only can you not hide from God, God said, I see everything. Yes, Lord. He said, I see everything you do. So I know what you put in the paper. uphold me. You know what that's God's answer? You can't go anywhere that I don't see. You can't combine and plan and do stuff and don't think I don't see. Now, the precondition that we need to be reconditioned for is this. The precondition is, oh, well, you can do it. I'll understand. You'll be all right. That's the same law he told Eve. The enemy. If God says, I believe it, it tells somebody that's selling it to me. So we think we can go places where God can't see us. We think we can hide and seek the places that God won't see us. We think because we're doing things God doesn't know. Let's go to Job, the 34th chapter. We're going to get back to Genesis in a minute, and I still won't keep you long. But it's so important today. Realize that God sees you. God knows you. Say, well, I said this, but I did that. God knows the real you. God knows everything there is about you. Amen. Amen. God knows everything there is about you. Job 34 and verse 21 says, for your eyes upon the God sees everything you do. You don't miss a thing. His eyes upon the ways of men, and he sees God sees everything that you do. So, when I'm in church, I gotta be hungry. But when I get out of church, I gotta loosen up. God said, I still loose you as well as you is in church. Because when we get out of church, we have to loosen up because we want to fit the precondition that we've been conditioned for. Hallelujah. I just want to be reconditioned. You know what my recondition is? My whole desire is to please God. What thing can I desire of the Lord? And then will I seek Him? That I may serve the Lord. That I may worship the Lord. That I may dwell in this temple all the days of my life. That I may behold the beauty of the Lord. So I may inquire in this temple. Why? Because in my time of trouble. Come on. Yes, Lord.
Because he has said we have been in covenant with death. And with death.
within ourselves. In other words, that's the child of God is a hypocrite. They're hiding behind lies. They're hiding behind falsities. They're hiding behind things that aren't true. But I want to read it also in the New Living Testament to give you a better understanding of how we cannot hide from God. First, you boast. We have struck a bargain to cheat death. And that may appeal to God's degree. The coming destruction will never touch us. For we have built a strong nest refuge and made lies and deception. Amen. In other words, too many in church today ain't real. Too many in churches come to church just to appease their consciences. But they're living in a bunch of lies and a bunch of falsities. I just want to be right.
Amen.
So
can have whatever y'all have, get rid of it. But women have diaries. I know when we come to school, we had diaries. Right? People ain't got a whole lot of stuff. Their parents found the diaries. Right? Y'all never heard that people had diaries?
Yes.
I know when we were on the public today, y'all got Facebook and all that other stuff. So technology has changed. But a lot of people have got a whole lot of stuff. So their parents found diaries. And their parents found the diaries and they said, that can't be my child. That stuff is really there, can't be my child. God already has a diary. Because God keeps a record of everything that we did. Well, Isaiah, the 29th chapter and the 15th verse says, woe unto them that seek deep. So listen, there's some people that go through some extraordinary measures to hide their wrong. There's some people that try to do everything to cover their wrong. They want them to seek deep to hide their
counsel from the Lord.
Counsel is a plan. There's something that, well, I want to tell such and such or so and so this, but that ain't the real plan. So they have to hide what they're going to do. Thank God for those that try to hide their plan. You got it right. But some people must seek deep to hide their plans from the Lord. Amen. He said, and their works are in. In other words, they're doing things that nobody knows about it but them. But God says, and they say, who seeth us? And who?
Right. But it said, whatever the intention is to put it on over someone, and then lust after it has your seed. So the devil will tempt you with a lust, but every lust is different. So they don't bother me with something else does. That's the thing that the devil is going to tempt you with. But you have to keep your focus on God. Because lust when it sins is bad for sin, and sin when it sins is bad for death. How many know a child of God never dies? Never dies. Jesus said, we only fall asleep. Right? Because for the long time, he's going to bring all those that are asleep in Christ. They didn't die when they're sleeping in Christ. But let me finish this up, because time's almost up. It says in 21 verse 6, when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and it was pleasant to the eye, and the tree desired to make one wise. Now, the three aspects of the lust of the flesh is this. And the Bible said, all of us get the precondition that we have to be reconditioned from. All of us in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride. Those are all the three things that the devil used against me. As it was in the beginning, so it is today. His tactics have not changed. He's going to tempt us in one of those three ways. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of, verse 7. And the eyes of them were both open, and they knew they were naked. So what did they do? They tried to cover their sin their way. We can't cover sin our way. And later on in the scripture, the Bible said God made them coats of skin, which means there was an intimation or suggestion that something had to die eventually. So they tried to cover sin their way. We can't cover sin our way. We can only cover sin God's way. First they said, and they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife, how you gonna hide from God? Whatever you sin, you will try to hide. You know, people say, well, why aren't you in church? Well, I just had so much going on. That's not the truth. You know why you were in church, or you would try to hide from God. You sin at home is not hide from God. God goes everywhere that you go. So they tried to hide themselves from the presence of the Lord amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord called unto Adam and said, where? I wonder today, how many is God saying, where are you at? I wonder today, how many try to hide from God? God said, wait a minute. And listen, God, the Garden of Eden represented what? Paradise. Right? Garden of Eden, paradise. They were hiding from God in paradise. Because they had sin. How many are in church hiding from God? Because they're not obeying Him. Everybody can come to church. Even the devil comes to church. But the devil can't be saved. Amen. How many today are in church hiding from God? Well, how can you see hiding from God? If you don't obey, you're hiding. If you don't do what He says to do, you are hiding. Amen. So they were in the place that God had established for them, hiding from the Lord. How can this be? How can we be in church hiding from the Lord? The Bible said about Samuel that he was in the house of God, but he did not yet know the Lord. It's so important that we all stand. That's good enough. It's so important today as we all stand. Do you really know the Lord? Are you in church hiding from God because your life is not right? Because you have not made a full commitment to serve God? Because you have served in church, but when you're not in church and do something else, that's not a true commitment. Amen. Today is all about being real with God. You don't impress nobody. Listen, don't ever get saved, don't get baptized, don't get filled with the Holy Ghost, don't come to church to please anybody else, and that's the best part. because you don't please God. Listen, whenever you don't please God, you're in trouble. And then when you don't please God, you're constantly trying to hide. But the reality of the sanctity of God, there is no hiding place of the nation.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we're all standing and we can all just close our eyes and let God minister to you for just a few more moments. Today is about being real with God. Hallelujah. This was serious as a heart attack. This message was serious. It's for everybody from the pulpit to the back door. It's foolish of us to sit in church and think this was for someone else. But we must do an evaluation of our own selves. As the psalmist did, he said, where can I hide from you? Some of us are right here going through so much. But stubbornness, pride, or whatever it is that gets in the way between you and your God, between me and my God. Hallelujah. But after hearing this message today, I believe he said earlier, we got big decisions to make. I wonder if someone who does not yet know the Lord, maybe never been baptized in Jesus' name, we want to open up the altar for you to come right now. Make your way right down to the altar. Don't delay. When you hear this voice,